Pat Vendetti, we saw you pitch. I only saw you pitch one of your two innings against the Blue Jays, and I've heard about you but never seen you pitch before, so I had to talk to you. I was looking just to see what the differences were left and right, and I saw, well, you come down low left-handed, but then you threw a curveball over the top left-handed. What are the differences for you, and which is your natural side?
I'm a natural right-hander. The differences come in the delivery. Lefty, I'm a full-on sidearm delivery, and then pretty much over the top right-handed, but I also do drop down occasionally. But from the left, it's all sidearm, and then a little bit of both from the right.
So it was the right that was the over-the-top curveball I saw. Yeah. What made you decide to do this, and how did you teach yourself to be a good enough pitcher left-handed to pitch pro?
My father taught me how, when I was 3 years old, to throw left-handed. I'm a natural righty. It was just kind of a progression of, you know, practice and putting in the time to work on it, and it's still a work in progress. You know, I'm still a long way from where I want to be, but it's taken time, and hopefully it continues to get better.
And every time, every place you go, I'm assuming you have to convince people to say, you have to let me throw both ways, not just keep me one side or the other.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, and that's the nature of this game. If you don't produce, you know, you're not going to be there, and it's no different with me. If I can pitch both ways and get hitters out at that level, then they're going to let me do it. If not, then I'll have to find something else.
How do you feel going through another spring training with the Yankees? You're here with the Tampa team, and as far as how your progression goes and your career moving up?
You know, I hope to have another good season this year, and, you know, I'm not sure where I'm going for sure yet. I spent last season in Trenton the whole year. I don't know if I'm going back there or not, but wherever they put me, I just want to get outs and, you know, do well.
I'm sure you'd rather be in Trenton, but Tampa's a lot nicer than Jersey, at least.
Yeah. You know, it's I spent a year and a half in this league, 09 and then 10, but I enjoyed the atmospheres in Trenton a lot better because, you know, there's a lot more fans, but the weather down here is nice.
I'm sure it's a lot nicer up in New Jersey. You have a three-fingered glove. It was made naturally for you. Six-finger glove. All right.
There's two thumbs and then the pockets on the side here. And just kind of a makeshift pocket, whether it's righty or lefty from this side.
So you got a comebacker, and that was, I mean, for the first time I've ever seen you pitch, really interesting to me that he fields too, and you don't have to think about which hand is bare when you're a defender, right?
Yeah, the gloves on, and you know what to do. That was kind of a squibber, though. I was a little worried about that one. Sometimes those take some bad hops, but luckily it was all right.
And we know you have to declare first when there's a switch here, and when you saw one in Ivan Contreras at the end of your first inning and you struck him out. So you don't see opposite hand very often, but do you have a different plan of attack? Like, I know that when you talk about a left-hander, well, he doesn't throw his changeup to this side, but he does to the other side. But for you, since you do it so rarely, is it different?
Today, I don't know. I haven't seen any of these hitters. I came up playing against the other guys who were in New Hampshire last year, and I know their hitters pretty well. So, you know, Tolisano, for example, I kind of go off of their career numbers, and he's been a better hitter off me while he's hitting right-handed. So I'll switch him around. But on a day like today, when I don't know the hitters, I just kind of go what I'm feeling with, and it was righty for today, I guess.
Just whichever way you're feeling better that day?
Exactly.
All right, well, this has been a treat. It was great to watch you pitch. I'm sure people want to talk to you wherever you go, and you're probably sick of it already, but we'll watch on your way up. And you know what it comes down to is, no matter what the gimmick is, it's merit that gets you up. If you pitch well, you'll be in the big leagues, and it'll be awesome to see.
I hope so. I just kind of keep working and get outs.
We wish you luck. We hope it doesn't happen with the Yankees because, you know, AL East thing. But, yeah, good luck on the way up.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.